Lecture topic, Abdullah bin Abbas, part 2.
يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ. This whole xenophobia is over. One verse. They love the influx of migrants. Because I'm not providing. إِنَّ أَرْضَ اللَّهِ وَاسِيَةٌ. This is the land of Allah. This doesn't belong to me. So this was the spirit. This was the condition. So when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma spoke, he was the most eloquent person. Again, respect. There was a study that was conducted and it was found that any child or any person who speaks dual or multiple languages, meaning he has a traditional language at home or the vernacular language, his levels of intelligence are much greater than a person who speaks one language. Now I know there was a time, whatever it is, when the youngster came home, the elders of the family were spoken to in ideally Arabic, but if not a traditional language. I'm afraid that has become non-existent. There's no respect. When Ibn Abbas spoke, he was the most articulate, he was the most profound. وَإِذَا تَحَدَّثْ. And when he disseminated knowledge, I had to say, أَعْلَمُ النَّاسِ. I haven't come across a more learned man than Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. His contemporaries had to admit and concede. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ مُعَاصِرُوهُ. Now just listen. Allah gave him beauty. Allah gave him fame. Allah gave him recognition. See how the wealth Allah gave him. وَلَقَدْ كَانَ مُعَاصِرُوهُ يَقُولُونَ مَا رَأَيْنَا بَيْتًا أَكْثَرَ طَعَامًا وَلَا فَاكِهَةً وَلَا شَرَابًا وَلَا عِلْمًا مِنْ بَيْتِ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ. They say, we went and we explored the world and we had degrees and we had other things, whatever it is. But we did not see a house which was frequented by the pious more than the house of Ibn Abbas. Number two, we did not see a house which had more food, more drink, more variety, more delicacies, more knowledge than the house of Ibn Abbas. So Allah gave him wealth, Allah gave him piety, Allah gave him a home, Allah gave him everything. In Bayhaqi, in Shu'abul Iman, there is a narration, somebody insulted him. Now look at the quality of generosity in the life of Ibn Abbas. And this is for one and all. So he told this brother, he said, إِنَّكَ لَتَشْتِمُنِي. Oh my brother, you choose to verbally abuse me, but Allah has given me three exclusive privileges. إِنِّي لَآتِي عَلَى الْآيَةِ فَأَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا عَلِمُوا مِثْلَ الَّذِي أَعْلَمُ. I study a verse of the Quran and I get engrossed in the depth and the sciences of this verse. Allah be my witness, it is my inner aspiration. I wish humanity in its entirety can be exposed to the beauty of this verse and they can equally understand this ayah like how I have understood it. I ask the youth that have completed the Quran and it is their ceremony today. The effort of technology has been such that it has infiltrated your institution. So while you acquire the sciences of the Quran, you equally have the passion to have the latest gadget. Why can you not seize the opportunity to give back the greatest gift to those who have given you this? What an effort they have made that we desire it. But have we made the effort to spread the Quran? I'm afraid within the fraternity of the scholars, sometimes it becomes a sensitive, this is my research. This is my understanding. I have secured this from a very nayab kitab. It's not found to others. So this becomes my issue. My poor sister, she's still grappling to part with her recipe, never mind anything else. And Ibn Abbas says, I want the whole world to know what I know. My brother, I can identify, you don't want your competitor to know the man who obviously is supplying you. You don't want your competitor to know your supplier. But if Allah decides him to get hold of your supplier through other sources, then that is what Allah has destined. He will eat his bread and I will eat my bread. فَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعُقُولَ تَسُوقُ رِزْقًا لَكَانَ الْمَالُ عِنْدَ ذَوِي الْعُقُولِ. What is meant for you will come your way. This deen was never meant to be hoarded, to be selfish. Ibn Abbas said, I want to make it general. Everybody must have access to it. Number two, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْحَاكِمِ مِنْ حُكَّامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يَقْضِي بِالْعَدْلِ. Just on the point of jealousy that has crippled. As Muslims, we have been taught to desire good and to do good. Allah forgive, we have stooped so low, we cannot see good happening to others, never mind doing it to others. We cannot see good happening to others. It become painful. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, كُلُّ عَدَاوَةٍ تُرْجَى إِزَالَتُهَا إِلَّا عَدَاوَةُ مَنْ عَدَاكَ مِنْ حَسَدِي. I can give you the formula of extinguishing all hostility and antagonism, but I'm afraid there is no formula to put an end to the enmity which stems from jealousy. There's no formula to end that. That will remain with you because the jealousy that will burn within him will continue. The second thing, when I see a judge, he's ruling with justice, فَأَفْرَحُ بِهِ وَأَدْعُوا لَهُ وَمَا لِي عِنْدَهُ قَضِيَّةِ. I get ecstatic, I get elated, I'm overwhelmed, I make dua for the man. Whereas I haven't seen the man, I got no case to present, I got no vested interest. But I know one man is benefiting the ummah, my heart pours out dua for him. Good is coming to the bondsman of Allah. Number three, وَإِنِّي لَأَسْمَعُ بِالْغَيْثِ يُسِيبُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ أَرْضًا فَأَفْرَحُ بِهِ وَمَا لِي بِتِلْكَ الْأَرْضِ سَائِمًا. A year rain comes down, it benefits the farmers, the crops grow, the animals benefit. I get so happy, whereas I don't have any pasture there or have no animals grazing. But just to know good comes to the ummah, I am happy. One of his contemporaries said, one day I seen a sight which left an indelible impression in this young Ibn Abbas. لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ مِنْ Ibn Abbasٍ مَجْلِسًا لَوْ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ قُرَيْشٍ افْتَخَرَتْ بِهِ لَكَانَ لَهَا مَفْخَرًا. Such dignity this youngster brought to the ummah that it justifies the entire ummah to be proud about this event. What is it? رَأَيْتُ النَّاسَ اِجْتَمَعُوا عَلَى الطُّرُقِ الْمُؤَدِّيَةِ إِلَى بَابِهِ. I seen people converging and congregating. أَصْبَحَ بَيْتَهُ جَامِعَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. His house independently became an institution. I entered the house, I said, Ibn Abbas, hundreds have converged and congregated outside your house. He said, Da'li wudu'an, put the wudu there, put the water. Again, if our youth can commence the day with wudu and then go to the campus, then go to wherever they are going. He performs the ablution. Tawadda'a jalasa, he sets up. Then he makes a declaration. Now look at knowledge. Man kana yuridu an yas'ala 'anil Qur'ani wa hurufihi falyadkhul. Anybody has any questions regarding Quran and pronunciation, tell them to come forward. An entire group enters. Dakhalu hatta mala'u al-hujrata wal-ghurfa. They fill the entire house. Ma sa'aluhu 'an shay'in illa akhbarahum bihi wa zadahum. Whatever they ask, he promptly answers, nay, he provides them extra. Are your questions over? Are you satisfied? Yes. أَفْصِحُوا لِإِخْوَانِكُمْ. Can you move on? We need the next group to enter in. This youngster says, I am sitting, I am looking at this young boy and the dignity and the respect and the honor and the privilege that he brings to the ummah. Next declaration. مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْأَلْ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَفْسِيرِهِ فَلْيَدْخُلْ. Anybody. So one Ibn Abbas is the Jamiat also, he's the Iftah faculty also, he's the Halal and Haram department also. One man answers all your queries. He responds to everything. Anybody, any question regarding a verse of the Quran, tell him to come forward. Ibn Kathir makes mention of it in Surah Anbiya. A person came to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Allah says, don't they see the heavens and the earth were blocked and we opened it. A person came to Abdullah ibn Umar, he said, do you know what this means? He said, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ هَذَا الشَّيْخِ وَسَلْهُ ثُمَّ تَعَالِ إِلَيَّ وَأَخْبِرْنِي. Go ask this man, Abdullah ibn Abbas, whatever he answers you, then come back, let me also know what the answer is. He goes to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. He said, كَانَتِ السَّمَاءُ رَتْقًا لَا تُمْطِرْ كَانَتِ الْأَرْضُ رَتْقًا لَا تُمْبِتْ فَنَتَقَ هَذِهِ بِالْمَطَرْ وَهَذِهِ بِالنَّبَاتِ. The sky was blocked, meaning no rain. The earth was blocked, no ability of growth and vegetation. Allah instilled the ability of growth in the earth and Allah caused the rain to come down from the clouds. He takes the answer and he goes to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, Na'am, sadaqa, Ibn Abbas has spoken the truth. الآن قد علمت أن ابن عباس قد أوتي في القرآن علما قد كنت أقول ما يعجبني جراءة ابن عباس. Before I had reservations and I had question marks on the knowledge of this man. I used to say sometimes I don't like how forwardly he answers. But today I drop my hands down and I salute Ibn Abbas. The man has phenomenal knowledge. Don't dare ask me while he's around. This again was the beauty of Sahaba. He confesses he has the knowledge. How clean their hearts were. Next group moves out. Third group. من أراد أن يسأل عن الفقه والحلال والحرام فليدخل. Any questions regarding jurisprudence, halal, haram, come forward. A group comes in. Ibn Asakir makes mention of the narration. Mujahid says, myself, Taus, Ikrama, we were sitting. Wa Ibn Abbas in fi salah. Abdullah Ibn Abbas is performing salah. One man comes in. He says, hal min muftin? Is there any mufti here? Sahaba were not ones for titles. They said, sal. Don't worry, you ask. Ask your question. Don't worry, who's a mufti? Ask. Sal. He said, inni kullama bultu tabi'ahu al-ma'u al-dafiq. Ibn Asakir's narration. Every time I urinate, I pass a spurting liquid. Sahaba's modesty. They said, alladhi yakunu minhu al-walad. Are you referring to the liquid from which man is created? Look at the phrase. We can interact and we can discuss issues, but there are parameters. There is respect. Are you referring to the liquid from which man is born and created? He said, yes. So we looked at one another, we said, alaykal ghuslu. Well, if that's the case, every time you urinate, I'm afraid you'll have to take ghusl. فَوَلَّ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يُرَجِّعُ. The man turns around and he says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. وَعَجَّلَ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسٍ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. Ibn Abbas hastened in his salah. He completed the salah. يَا إِكْرَمَةُ عَلَيَّ بِالرَّجُلُ. Ikrama, go call that man quickly, grab him and come here. Brought him here. Set them down. These are all his students. No offense, you gave the answer. I have one question. أَرَأَيْتُم مَّا أَفْتَيْتُم بِهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The verdict you issued, can you substantiate it from Quran? La. فَعَنْ سُنَّةِ الرَّسُولِ. Is it from the prophetic teachings? La. فَعَنْ صَحَابِ الرَّسُولِ. Is it from the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? La. فَعَمَّنْ. So where did you get your answer? عَنْ رَأْيِنَا. My opinion. He said, that's why my Nabi said, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَابِدٍ. بَابُ الْعِلْمِ مِنْ حَيَاتُ الصَّحَابَةِ. The full narration is there. With the reference of Ibn Asakir, obviously. He said, that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that it's more difficult for the devil to mislead one jurist than 1,000 worshippers. It's easier to mislead 1,000 worshippers than one jurist. ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى الرَّجُلِ. Then he looked at the man. He said, أَرَأَيْتَ إِذَا كَانَ مِنْكَ هَلْ تَجِدُ شَهْوَةً. When you pass the spurting liquid, do you experience a sensation in your body? He said, لا. هَلْ تَجِدُ خَدَرًا أَيْ فُتُورًا. Do you experience lameness, feebleness, weakness? He said, لا. He said, make wuzu and that's sufficient. That group leaves out. Ibn Abbas said, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْحَلْ. Wallah, as Ibn Abbas brought respect to this entire ummah, we plead to the hundreds and the thousands of youth that at this time when the name of this ummah has been soiled and has been tarnished, we ask the youth that have gathered here tonight to stand up and once again restore the dignity of this ummah. Ibn Abbas, he says, فَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرَيْشًا كُلَّهَا افْتَخَرَتْ بِذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ لَكَانَ لَهَا مَفْخَرًا. Abdullah ibn Abbas says, while I was sitting, and Allah brought this whole creation, فَعَاشَ الرَّجُلُ الْأَنصَارِيُّ حَتَّى رَأَ النَّاسَ حَوْلِي. That elderly man who I approached when Nabi alayhi salam passed away, and I told him, uncle, come, let us go and acquire knowledge. And he said, now there are a lot of prominent people who will come your way. Allah prolonged his life. Allah made him see the thousands converge by my house. He looked at me and he said, كَانَ الْفَتَىٰ أَعْقَلُ مِنِّي. كَانَ الْفَتَىٰ أَعْقَلُ مِنِّي. You know, in Gujarati they say, Poiro ushyar nikro. Poiro ushyar nikro. The light is smart. كَانَ الْفَتَىٰ أَعْقَلُ مِنِّي. The riwayat. This youngster turned out to be brilliant. I told him, who'll come your way? The world is at his feet. كَانَ الْفَتَىٰ أَعْقَلُ مِنِّي. The world is at his feet. It didn't end there. وَقَدْ غَدَىٰ إِبْنُ عَبَّاسٍ بِسَبَبِ عِلْمِهِ وَفِقْهِهِ مُسْتَشَارًا لِلْخِلَافَةِ الرَّاشِدَةِ. Allah privileged him. He became the official advisor to the Khilafat and the state. In the capacity of advisor, in the advising the, you know, advising. And today, unfortunately, what he just sits there, it's a title, doesn't advise anything, makes his pocket hot. Ibn Abbas was advising the Khilafah. وَهُوَ مَا زَالَ فَتَّنْ. While he was a youngster. فَكَانَ إِذَا عَرَضَ لِعُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ أَمْرٌ أَوْ وَاجَهَتْهُ مُعْضَلَةٌ دَعَى جِلَّةَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَدَعَى مَعَهُمْ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَبَّاسٍ. Whenever there was a complex issue, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, call all the prominent Sahaba. And do me a favor, call that youngster Abdullah ibn Abbas also. Call that youngster. وَقَدْ عُوتِبَ مَرَّةً فِي تَقْدِيمِهِ. So obviously this didn't gel good with everyone. So people expressed their comments and their reservations. And they said that, you know what, he's a youngster and we are elderly people. How come this youngster is sitting with us? Umar ibn Khattab said, إِنَّهُ فَتَى الْكُهُولِ لَهُ لِسَانٌ سَأُولٌ وَقَلْبٌ عَقُولٌ. You know what? Youngsters need the experience of old people. But this man is so brilliant, the old people need the advice of this youngster. إِنَّهُ فَتَى الْكُهُولِ. He is the youngster that will sit with the elderly. لَهُ لِسَانٌ سَأُولٌ. He has a brilliant tongue and a phenomenal heart. رَفَعَ مَنْزِلَتَهُ وَأَدْنَى مَجْلِسَهُ. He told the others, you can take a seat there. He moved and he said, Ibn Abbas, you sit in my place. They had such love, the riwayat of Ibn Sa'd. When Umar ibn Khattab passed away, Abdullah ibn Abbas says, Ibn Sa'd's narration, دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ سَنَةً أَن يُرِيَنِي عُمَرَ ابْنَ الْخَطَّابِ فِي الْمَنَامِ. For 1 year I cried to Allah. I said, Allah, Umar was a great man. Show me Umar in my dream. For 1 year I cried. After 1 year I seen Umar. I said, ما لقيت يا عمر. Umar, so tell me, how was it? He said, لقيت رؤوفا رحيما. لقيت رؤوفا رحيما. Ibn Abbas, carry on what you're doing, my youngster. We've got a kind Allah. He has it laid out for us. I call upon the youth. Allah's Qasam, read what Ibn Abbas said to the sinner. He said, Ya Sahib al-Dhambi. This is a brilliant lecture of Ibn Abbas, not my words. He said, Ya Sahib al-Dhambi, La ta'man aqibata dhambik, wa'alam anna ma yatba'u al-dhamba a'zamu min al-dhambi. O sinner, don't sit and rejoice and relax after you sin. Many a times your attitude after your crime is worse than your sin. فَإِنَّ عَدَمَ إِسْتِحْيَائِكَ مِمَّنْ عَلَى يَمِينِكَ وَمِمَّنْ عَلَى شِمَالِكَ وَأَنْتَ تَرْتَكِبُ الذَّنْبَ لَا يَقِلُّ عَنِ الذَّنْبِ. Your lack of modesty for the angel recording your sin while you fornicating is worse than zina. Show respect to the man that's recording your deeds. That's not all. وَإِنَّ ذِحْكَكَ عِنْدَ الذَّنْبِ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا اللَّهُ صَانِعٌ بِكَ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. While you flirt, while you womanize, while you club, while you pub, while you drunk, while you drink, Ibn Abbas says, you laugh and you smile and you chat. وَأَنْتَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا اللَّهُ صَانِعٌ بِكَ. And you don't know what Allah can do with you at that time. That is worse than the sun. وَإِنَّ فَرْحَكَ بِالذَّنْبِ إِذَا ظَفِرْتَ بِهِ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. You party whole night, you drink whole night, and in the morning you stand up rejoicing with a flavor of accomplishment. I enjoyed, Allah forbid, a young virgin girl. I had the best of drinks. Your joy over the sin is worse than the sin itself. وَإِنَّ حُزْنَكَ عَلَى الذَّنْبِ إِذَا فَاتَكَ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. And worse than your joy over the sin is your other colleague, who you tell him, last night we were playing with the machines and we were popping pills and we were clubbing, and he says, oh, I feel lost out. The regret of not sinning is worse than the joy of sinning. وَإِنَّ خَوْفَكَ مِنَ الرِّيحِ إِذَا حَرَّكَتْ سِتْرَكَ وَأَنْتَ تَرْتَكِبُ الذَّنْبَ مَعَ كَوْنِكَ لَا يَذْتَرِبُ فُؤَادُكَ عَنْ نَذْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ أَعْظَمُ مِنَ الذَّنْبِ. And while you are guilty of infidelity and disloyalty, and you commit zina, and you're afraid the wind will blow and my sin will be exposed, and you forget that he's watching you from the heavens, this is worse than the sun. Allah's Qasam, the greatest cause of depression is sin and sin and sin. There is no exception to this. As long as you perpetrating, you study the extent of indulgence of our youth on this chatting and mixing, it is absolutely appalling. Nay, leave the youth, even the married couples are not safe. Ya Allah, where do we turn? Min fitnatin niswani kam ya'sil fata amra al-ilahi bita'ati ash-shaytani wa qabilun lawlahunna lam yaqtul akhahu walama radha bidh-dhulli wal-'isyani wa bihin nasara li ibni yaqub yusuf fi ma hakahu Allah bil-qur'ani wa majnun layla junna min hubbin nisa'i kullul adha ya'ti min an-niswani كن ما استطعت من النساء بمعزل إن النساء حبائل الشيطان. The poet says, because of the temptation of woman and the seductive nature of woman, how many a youth aren't they who have forsaken the Allah and ended up in clubs. وقابل لولاهن لم يقتل أخاه. And if it wasn't for the seductive nature and the temptation of woman and the provocative behavior and the sickness of society, whatever you want to say, what has happened today. If it wasn't for this temptation, the eldest son of Adam, Qabil, would have not claimed the life of his brother, Habil, marking the first murder on planet Earth. وَبِهِنَّ صَارَ لِإِبْنِي يَعْقُوبَ يُوسُفُ فِي مَا حَكَاهُ اللَّهُ بِالْقُرْآنِ. And it's regarding this that the Quran draws the incident of Yusuf alayhi salam and the seductive nature of the wife, the minister's wife. وَمَجْنُونُ لَيْلَى جُنَّ مِنْ حُبِّ النِّسَائِ. The man who was infatuated and intoxicated and engrossed in the love of this woman. كُلُّ الْأَذَى يَأْتِي مِنَ النِّسْوَانِ. Many homes have been shattered, many lives have been broken because of this mix-it. كُنْ مَسْتَطَعْتَ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ بِمَعْزَلٍ. Be alert and be on guard. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, لَا تَأْمَنَنَّ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ أَخًا. لَا تَأْمَنَنَّ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ أَخًا. مَا فِي الرِّجَالِ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ أَمِينُ. إِنَّ الْأَمِينَ وَإِنْ تَعَفَّفَ جُهْدَهُ لَا بُدَّ لَهُ مِنْ نَظْرَةٍ سَيَخُونُ. القبر أوفى من وثقت بعهده ما للنساء سوى القبور حسون. Do not trust, the words of Ali, do not trust any man with a woman, even if it is your own blood brother. ما في الرجال على النساء أمين. Nobody is pious when it comes to the matters of women. إن الأمين وإن تعفف جهده لا بد له من نظرة سيخون. Regardless of how pious he is, his gaze will be betraying and defaulting. Al-qabru awfa man wathiqtu bi'ahdihi ma lin-nisa'i siwal quburi husunu. The only place I found that adequately fortifies a woman when no man can harass her is the grave. A man like Abu Huraira, who narrates 5374 hadith every day, used to make the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an azni wa asriq. Allah save me from fornication and theft. Someone said, Abu Huraira, a man like you, are you asking Allah protection from zina? He said, Kayfa amunu ala nafsi wa iblisu hayyun. How can I sigh with relief when the devil is alive and kicking? How can, and we know how clean that environment was. We know the condition of our sisters, how they Allah guide one and all. Nabi alayhi salam gave his famous companion Usama radiallahu anhu a garb to wear. Nabi alayhi salam said, مَا لَكَ لَمْ تَلْبَسْ الْقُبْطِيَّةِ. Oh, I gave you that outfit to wear, that shawl you're not wearing. He said, كَسَوْتُهَا إِمْرَأَتِي. I gave it to my wife to wear. Now if I give somebody something and then ask you, where is it? I gave it to my wife. Oh, she must be looking nice. You want to know how my wife looks? Nabi alayhi salam said, مُرْهَا أَن تَجْعَلْ تَحْتَهَا غِنَالَ. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن تَصِفَ حُجْمَ عِظَامِهَا. If you wearing it, it's fine. But if she is wearing it, tell her to wear something beneath it. I don't want it to reveal the figure of her body. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن تَصِفَ حُجْمَ عِظَامِهَا. So this was the words of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Wallah, the youth and the depression has become synonymous and inseparable. The Quran says, وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. The nature of the devil is to desert you. So he provokes you, he incites you, he drags you towards that phone. Let me go online, let me chat, let me speak. Recently I was in the UK and I had few lectures there, alhamdulillah. At every Q&A session, Shaykh, I'm addicted to Facebook or Fitna book. I'm online, how do I get off it? I'm hooked into it. My marriage has broken 3 times. The nature of this is khadula, the devil will desert you. Kanzul Ummal, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that whoever will take care of his gaze, Allah will give him the sweetness of iman. Subhanallah, when the sweetness of iman enters, then Allah gives you pleasure in his obedience. Then there is a different pleasure. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, you know, I just want to mention one thing else. Many a times this happened. In this week I had the case where this youngster and this girl were having illicit relation. Very common, it happens, Allah save one and all. The ultimate crime of zina takes place, the girl conceives. Due to embarrassment, the boy tells the girl, abort, which is obviously compounding the problem. She aborts the child. After she aborts the child, the boy drops the girl and he goes and proposes somewhere else. In the interim, this girl had refused 5 good proposals because this boy had her online. The girl now phoned me, I am suicidal, advise me. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i said, وَمِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ أَن تُحِبَّ وَمِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ أَن تُحِبَّ وَمَن تُحِبُّ يُحِبُّ غَيْرَكَ وَمِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ أَن تُحِبَّ وَمَنْ تُحِبُّ يُحِبُّ غَيْرَكَ أَوْ تُرِيدُ خَيْرًا لِلْإِنسَانِ وَهُوَ يُرِيدُ غَيْرَكَ. It is the height of misfortune that you love someone and that person abandons you, or you desire good for someone and that person desires evil for you. That is the condition of these relations. Bond yourself with Allah. خَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. Allah says your hopes will never be shattered. How many times now? Nobody wants to come. 5 proposals she declines. And the boy drops her, abandons her. Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i said, سَهَرِي لِتَنْقِيحِ الْعُلُومِ أَلَذُّ لِي مِنْ وَصْلِ غَانِيَةٍ وَطِيبِ عِنَاقِي وَصَرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ عَلَى صَفْحَاتِهَا أَقْلَامِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِ وَتَمَايُلِي وَأَلَذُّ مِنْ نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِي وتمايلي طربا لحل عويصة في الدرس أشها من مدامة ساقي. He said, wallah, studying Quran by night is more soothing for me than living and spending a night with the woman who's naturally attractive at the most exotic place. And she says, عناق. عناق in Arabic means a woman who's naturally beautiful. Others today? I prefer spending the night in ibadat than with a woman who is natural. This is now sweetness of iman. وَالسَّرِيرُ أَقْلَامِ عَلَى صَفْحَاتِهَا أَحْلَامِنَ الدَّوْكَاءِ وَالْعُشَّاقِ. When I write hadith and I see my pen moving, it's more soothing to me than all the musical instruments. وَأَلَذُّ مِنْ نَقْرِ الْفَتَاةِ لِدُفِّهَا نَقْرِي لِأُلْقِ الرَّمَلَ عَنْ أَوْرَاقِ. He says, you sit in the club and the pub and have the young woman to seduce you and drunk and drink, and I will turn the pages of Quran. I challenge you, my pleasure is everlasting, yours will depress you. وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ. After I understand Quran, I sway with joy more than you can rejoice when your team wins. وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ فِي الدَّرْسِ أَشْهَى مِنْ مُدَامَّةِ سَاقِي وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا. My night speaking to Allah, your night sleeping. وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِي. And then you hoping that Allah must unite you with me in Jannah, you dreaming. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, Allah has prepared one woman in Jannah. I'm quoting only the quotation of Ibn Abbas. Read Surah Dahr, Allah gives you a glimpse of Jannat. عَيْنَيْ يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. One spring of Jannat, the friends of Allah will drink. Tafsir Uthmani suggests the spring will be based at the palace of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From there the stream will go to the various prophets and then come to the believers. يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. They will direct it wherever they want. This is the beauty of Jannat. You know, sometimes you're sitting in a talk, somebody comes and blocks you. Now you feel like moving the speaker or that person. You can't move one man in front of you. Jannat, you'll divert that spring in the direction you want. The first group, Allah says, they will drink. The second group, Allah says, يُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. The angels will give them a palatable drink with a twinge and a flavor of the ginger of Jannat. The third group, Allah make us amongst them. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. In Madarik al-Tanzeel it is written, this group is such. The angels will present them with the drink. They will say, no, we don't want your hands. We want Allah to give it to us. We want it direct from Allah. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِعَانِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. قَوَارِيرَ مِّن فِضَّةٍ. The vessels of Jannat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, it will be of silver but transparent, exclusive to Jannat. So he says, in Jannat there is one woman, Allah has given us such beauty, jami'ul huri ushaqul laha. Leave the men, the women are crazy over her beauty. You know, women have this year, she's so nasty, she couldn't even say, I look nice. So bad of her, she's jealous. My brother, you tell your wife at home enough, so she doesn't look for it elsewhere. My sister, you praise him enough, so he doesn't look elsewhere. As the Quran says, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Under the commentary of this ayah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, I make it a point to adorn myself and make myself presentable to my wife, just as I want her to be presentable to me. I present myself. She has a need, I have a need. Subhanallah, how encompassing, how wholesome is our deen. The riwayat of Bukhari, وَلَنَسِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. The scarf on her head is more beautiful than this world and whatever it contains. Not her hair, the scarf. The riwayat of Targhib, بِأَيِّ بَنَانٍ تُعَاطِيهِ. Do you know with which finger she will embrace you? Now, before I go ahead, I want to mention one thing. Generally, when we speak of the damsels of paradise, men become excited and women have a degree of reservation. But I came across a phenomenal dialogue in Ibn Kathir. My mother and your mother, Salma, asked Nabi Sassam five questions, asking Nabi Sassam, describe to me the woman of Jannat in detail. Allahu Akbar. Today, number one, because there's no understanding, I'm trying to spite my wife. I don't even know if I'll make it to Jannat, and I'm trying to spite her. So these things just antagonize the relation. Look at this dialogue, and wallah, after this, I'm afraid you won't be able to spite your wife. The first question, this is mentioned for the benefit of the scholars. It's in Ibn Kathir, in Surah Waqia, under the commentary of this ayah. كَأَمْثَالِ اللُّؤْلُؤِ الْمَكْنُونَ. Listen to this dialogue. Salma radiallahu anha come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, akhbirni an qawlihi ta'ala hurun een. O Nabi of Allah, Allah speaks hurun een. Can you tell me more? Nabi alayhi salam said, hurun bidun dhikhamul uyun. They will be fair, they will have moderately big eyes, and they will have dark black hair. أخبرني عن قوله تعالى كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون. Allah Ta'ala says they are like preserved pearls. A man is not asking. Salma is asking radiallahu anha. Nabi alayhi salam says صفاؤهن صفاء الدر الذي في الأصداف الذي لم تمسه الأيدي. Their beauty will be like the pearl in the oyster which hasn't been touched by man. أخبرني عن قوله تعالى خيرات حصان. Nabi of Allah, in Surah Rahman, Allah describes these damsels by saying, Khayratun Hisan. What does this mean? Nabi Sassam says, Khayratul Akhlaq Hisanul Wujud. Striking in their appearance, sublime in their character. Nabi of Allah, in Surah Safat, Allah says, Ka'annahunna baydhum maknoon. Ka'annahunna baydhum maknoon. Their skin will be so tender, they will be like preserved eggs. Nabi alayhi salam says, Ibn Kathir, Riqqatuhunna ka riqqatil jild alladhi ra'ayta fi dakhil al bayda mimma yali al qishr. The tenderness of their skin will be like the thin layer in the inner portion of the egg. O Nabi of Allah, akhbirni an qawlihi ta'ala uruban atraba. Surah Waqia. Uruban, they will love their husbands. Atraba, they will be of equal age. Here you are, here you come on board, O my sister. If you didn't hear the others, listen this one properly. Nabi alayhi salam said, هن اللاتي قبضن في دار الدنيا عجائز رمصا شمصا خلقهن الله بعد الكبر عذار عذارا متعشقات محببات على ميلاد واحد. They refer to the women of this world who age, who wrinkle, who crinkle, who lost their beauty, who lost everything of this world. Allah will recreate them. Inna أنشأناهن إن شاء. Allah will make them young. Virgins of Jannah, mutaashiqatun, they will love their husbands. Muhabbibatun, they will be infatuated over their partners. Ala miladin wahid, they will have one age. Umm Salma said, okay, you told me that, now the $1 million question. Nisa'ud dunya afdal amil huril ain. Tell me, who is more beloved to Allah? Does Allah love the damsels of paradise or we from this world? Nabi alayhi salam said, Nisa'ud dunya afdal min al huril ain ka fadli adh-dhiharati 'ala al-bitana. I implore every alim to take out this in Ibn Kathir and read it. My hair stood on ends. Wallah, we read in comics and novels. We read in bulletins and paper. Read Allah's Quran. Nabi alayhi salam said, the woman of this world will excel the damsels of paradise. كَفَضْلِ الظِّهَارَةِ عَلَى الْبِطَانَ. Like the privilege of the external garment over the internal garment. In Surah Rahman, Allah says, مُتَّكِئِينَ عَلَى فُرُشٍ بَطَائِنُهَا مِنْ إِسْتَبَرَقٍ. They will be reclining on cushions, بَطَائِنُهَا, the lining of which will be silk. Bayanul Quran mentions under the commentary of this ayah, if the lining of Jannat is silk, you can apply your mind what the external flavor will be. So just as the external is always, sometimes a person has a beautiful external attire, inside his vest is torn. The privilege of the external garment over the internal garment. Umm Salma's next question, Bima Ya Rasulallah, I will round up shortly inshallah. بصلاتهن وصيامهن وعبادتهن لله. Because they worshipped Allah, they fasted, and they observed their prayers. ألبس الله وجوههن النور. Allah will give them a divine glow on their face. أجسادهن الحرير. Allah's prepared silk garments of Jannat. بيض الألوان, faint complexion. حلي, they will be given the jewelry of Jannah. They will be welcoming their husbands. ألا ونحن الخالدات فلا نموت أبدا. ونحن الناعمات فلا نبأس أبدا ونحن الراضيات فلا نسخط أبدا ونحن المقيمات فلا نرحل أبدا طوبى لمن كان لنا وكنا لك. Come, my husband, I am young, I'll never age. Imagine that. I am young, I'll never age. You won't have to take me, you don't have to spice up the relation, you don't have to buy me any or Justine, I'm young. ألا ونحن الناعمات فلا نبأس أبدا. وَنَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتِ. I'm happy with you forever. I'll never be angry. Umm Salma says, my last question if I can ask you. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, goes for it. Brilliant, oh my mother. May Allah shower His choices, blessings on you. You are indeed our mother. Ya Rasul Allah. Al-mar'atu minna tatazawwaj zawjan. Aw zawjataini. Aw thalatha. Aw arba'a. ثم تموت فتدخل الجنة ويدخلون معها من يكون زوجها. Oh, Nabi of Allah, some of us have two husbands, some of us have three husbands, some of us have four husbands. Now Allah give us Jannat. Allah give all our husbands Jannat. Who's going to be my husband in Jannat? Which one of my husbands? May Allah reward her. What a question. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّهَا تُخَيَّرُ فَتَخْتَارُ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا فَتَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ هَذَا كَانَ أَحْسَنَ خُلُقًا مَعِي فَزَوِّجْنِيهِ يَا أُمَّ سَلْمَ ذَهَبَ الْخُلُقُ بِحُسْنِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ O Ummah Salma, Allah will line all her husbands up. For this time, my sister, you'll be choosing. Don't worry. You'll be choosing. I don't say you get married a few times now. فَتُخَيَّرْ Ibn Kathir. Allah will say, choose. فَتَخْتَارُ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا All will be handsome, so she's not going to judge them on beauty because all are beautiful. All will be wealthy, so she's not going to look at who got money. She will look at the one who has the best character. She will say, Allah, this husband was kind to me in this world. I want to live in Jannat with eternity with this man. Then Nabi Sallam held Ummah Salma and he said, Ummah Salma, character has secured the good of this world and akhirah. Read Tafsir Uthmani in Surah Talaq in 4 pages. He writes in his Tafsir, Tafsir Uthmani, rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, in 4 pages. Allah exhorts the men 5 times, fear me. In the second verse, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ رَبَّكُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا The scholars say, Allah told the men in Surah Talaq 5 times, fear me how you deal with this woman. I've been told to round up. So I round up my brothers. The life of Ibn Abbas is exemplary for one and all. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu leaves for Hajj. Ma'ahu mawkibun min rijali dawlatihi. With him is a presence from the Khilafah. Ibn Abbas also goes for Hajj. Ma'ahu mawkibun min tullabi ilmihi. He has a presence of students. The students of Ibn Abbas was more than the men around the Khalifa Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhumah. عُمِّرَ إِحْدَى وَسَبْعِينَ سَنَى Allah gave this great soldier a life of 71 years. مَلَأَ الدُّنْيَا عِلْمًا وَحِكْمًا He brought wisdom, kindness, respect and honor and glory to this ummah. مَاتَ بِالطَّائِفِ He passed away in Taif. وَالْجُمْهُورَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَاتَ فِي سَنَةِ 68 He passed away in the 68th year of Hijra. صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ The son of Ali radiallahu anhu, Muhammad led his janaza and he said, Wallahi mat al-yawm habru hadhihi al-ummah. Today we mourn and we share the death of the greatest jurist and the greatest scholar that this ummah has seen. The riwayat of Isaba, Ja'a ta'irun abiyad. Isaba 3rd volume, I read it, in fact this morning I read it. Ta'irun abiyad, a white bird comes. Yuqalu lahu al-ghurnuq. This bird was known as ghurnuq. دَخَلَ فِي أَكْفَانِهِ It entered into the coffin of Ibn Abbas. وَلَمَّا وَارُوهُ And as they lowered him in the grave, سَمِعُوا قَارِئًا يَقْرَأُ أَوْ تَالِيًا يَتْلُو يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ As they seen the bird going into his coffin, they lowered him into the grave. And there was an unseen voice that read out this verse. Oh, that blessed soul, the time has come. Your Lord anticipates you. Jannat has been prepared for you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah that in this time of trying and challenges, He give us the ability to instill, infuse and imbibe within these youth that have gathered here the wonderful, beautiful teachings of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. May Allah give us tawfiq if we were guilty of any wrong to repent and to make this the turning point of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.